In Pennsylvania, recreational fishing is a $3 billion industry, and it's threatened because for the last 10 years, a mystery has been unfolding here. The population of smallmouth bass has dropped. Young smallmouth bass have been found with open sores and lesions. Many of the male fish that make it to adulthood have female sexual traits. What's causing these strange symptoms? Katie Culinary spoke with some of the detectives on the case and some people who are impatient with how long it's taking to solve it.
Dr. William Yingling has been fishing for smallmouth bass on the Susquehanna River for 56 years. The retired physician remembers the day in March 2010 when he saw something he'd never seen on a bass before, black splotches on its olive-colored skin.
I looked at it, and the first thing I thought of was that it looked like a mole or a nevus that human beings have. And I thought, well, why did the bass have this?
The black spots are just one of the bizarre symptoms anglers have noticed in some of the smallmouth bass they pull out of the Susquehanna. Starting in 2005, the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission has reported several outbreaks of infectious disease in the young bass that have open sores and lesions on their scales. Researchers have also found intersex fish, adult male bass with female eggs in their testes, since the early 2000s. The State Department of Environmental Protection is studying the mystery and doesn't know what's causing these problems. That irritates some anglers like Dr. Yingling, who believes the culprit is more obvious than the DEP admits.
If we don't limit the amount of chemical pollution going into this river, we're not going to have any smallmouth bass left.
But zeroing in on precisely which chemicals are affecting the smallmouth bass and where they're coming from is proving to be a difficult task for state investigators. DEP biologist Josh Lookinbill steers a motorboat under the Rockville Bridge over the Susquehanna River, just north of Harrisburg. He drops anchor and lowers in a cylindrical water quality meter. Since 2012, the DEP has been trying to figure out if the issues with the smallmouth bass could be signs of a bigger problem in the river. Lookinbill says the department is measuring levels of more traditional pollutants, metals, sediment, and nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus. The agency has also tested the water for more than 200 compounds known as emerging contaminants.
The pharmaceuticals, the wastewater treatment compounds, and other endocrine disrupting compounds.
Scientists are still studying their effects, but these compounds may tamper with the body's hormone systems, and smallmouth bass seem to be especially sensitive to them. Lookinbill says it's too soon for the DEP to name a direct cause for the bass's troubles.
We started sampling them approximately 2-3 years ago, and we're just starting to get results from that. So if there's something to tell about that, it's going to take a little bit of time.
In June, a study by the U.S. Geological Survey found the effects of these endocrine-disrupting chemicals were more widespread than previously thought. Researchers found intersex smallmouth bass in three Pennsylvania watersheds, including the Ohio and the Delaware rivers. But the highest numbers were found in the Susquehanna.
What I think is that the same chemicals that are inducing the intersex are also affecting the disease-resistance mechanisms of the fish.
Biologist Vicki Blazer led the USGS study. Over the last decade, Blazer has found intersex bass elsewhere in the Chesapeake watershed, including the Potomac River, where fish were also showing signs of disease. Her research shows there could be a correlation between the high percentage of land used for farming in the Susquehanna watershed and the high number of affected fish. John Arway is executive director of the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. In July, he wrote a letter to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency begging for help. He notes Ohio and Virginia have recently passed laws to cut down on the amount of pollution from farming ending up in the rivers.
So this is happening all around us, but we still haven't taken action in Pennsylvania.
Arway has also been pushing the DEP to designate the Susquehanna as an impaired river. He believes that could force the state to take actions that would lower pollution levels and help the bass recover. The DEP says it doesn't have enough data yet to decide whether the river is impaired and suggests the water quality may actually be improving. Arway accuses the agency of dragging its feet.
If I walked into a doctor's office in 2005 and said that I've got sores and lesions on me, it wouldn't have taken 9 years for the doctor to figure out what was causing the sores and lesions.
Last month, state and federal officials sat down to work out a new plan to narrow down the wide range of possible causes for the bass's problems. That work could take at least another year. Biologist Vicki Blaser with the USGS says she appreciates Arway's frustration.
Because I feel the same way. Because it's not something that's easy to get a handle on. And, you know, we have fish that are exposed to complex mixtures.
Those mixtures not only include runoff from farms, but also the chemicals from our own lifestyles that are washed into rivers and streams.
So everybody wants the perfect lawn, and they spread herbicides all over. And, you know, they're concerned about bacteria, so they're using antimicrobial soaps and other things that have these chemicals in.
Blaser says we need to accept there may not be just one culprit in the curious case of the smallmouth bass, and that we all could be guilty as charged. For The Pulse, I'm Katie Culinary.